talking about? You mm-hmm. name one of them that put their own dough up. You a boss, you're only the boss if you put up your own money. If you don't put up your own money, I don't care how much somebody gives you, you're nothing but a supervisor. It's not yours. So how much money can you get paid to not... there's no money in this world for someone to pay me so they could call me, so I could call them a boss. That's like calling somebody daddy. That's how can a man call another man, yo, that's my boss? We don't do that.
I mean, everybody at some point has to have a boss, right?
No, not in Harlem. Oh, okay. Put it like this.
Because you're somebody's boss.
No, I'm not somebody's boss. When I was in the street, mm-hmm. someone wasn't your boss. They gave you an opportunity.
Okay.
They gave you some work. You go make it, and then you bring it back. You can go buy your own work. You do whatever you want. It's called consignment.
So why this can't be all work? This corporate America, we could be using
you don't
this.
Own it. I'm telling you why. Question. Let me ask you a question. Can you give it to your son?
Can I give what to my son?
Whatever you
she
working
has in this
for,
company, yeah. I absolutely positively can.
How?
Why? Because I own shares of this company.
You bought her?
Yes.
What I'm saying is, can your son eat? Is this yours to give the whole company
this
to you?
Company is I'm not asking my son's. No.
Exactly.
It's not mine. But can, I own wait,
stop. Company. Listen. That's not my question. If your son needs a job here, can you give it to him? No.
No.
If your son needs to get some money out the bank from here, some cash flow, can he get it?
No.
All right. You don't own this.
But I can take, stop. The, I can take the money you. From here to invest in
no,
myself.
No, it's not yours. I'm not going to fight for something I don't own. Men don't do that. I don't fight for other niggas. I fight for me. I'm not a doula. I'm not going to build somebody else's company and then pick shares so my son can... All that.
See, but I'm not
no, listen. Listen,
though.
What I'm saying.
But what about taking
I'm
the money? You like come to work every you took day. The money from Def Jam.
I didn't take. Wait, stop! Don't say. You're speaking my business, and you don't know what you're talking about. I ain't take no money from Def Jam. What you talking about?
What I mean,
about?
Take. I mean, they cut you a
no,
check.
No, they didn't cut me a check. We had a formula based on performance, and they calculated, and we got paid.
That's
and they
us.
Well, stop. That's not us.
That's what we
no,
doing.
No. We listen. Before we had Rockefeller. We put up our own money for Rockefeller, right?
Okay.
Then we sold half of it. We became partners. So that means no one gave us anything. We were 50-50 partners. We built something and sold it. That doesn't mean you work for somebody. See, they let you believe that. So then what happened was, based on a formula, you want to know what a formula is? It was profit times a certain number. So if you make this much profit times 7, that's how much your number is.
Okay.
Based on that formula, they bought the rest. That's it. That's not nobody giving me money. I never worked for them. I put up way more money than Def Jam put up. Me, Biggs, and Jay put way more money up into Def Jam. I mean, rather into Rockefeller than Def Jam. All they did was collect our money. What you mean? Why you think Def Jam, they, first of all, when we were with Def Jam, they were bought by Universal. How you going to call Def, how you going to think of someone that's bought by someone could be someone's boss? That's my point. You have to understand what you're doing in business because you got to do what's best for your kids. What's best for your kids is to put your money into something, distress, go through all of it, so when your child becomes a man, he doesn't have to work for nobody.
Right, well, that's the
you
whole
can
thing.
Just pass it to him.
Now, you talk about...
So if you're going to work 20 years in a business or 15 years in a business every day over and over again, and your son can't work here whenever he feel like it, you clowning
well,
to me.
I don't want him to work
but
here.
But that's
the
not
thing.
Saying... You, if you owned it, wait
it.
A second.
I'm
if,
here because
time
I
out.
I don't need a check.
That's
here.
Stupid. You
just
should
like
be...
Just like Murder,
time
he rap because he's
nope.
joint, not
nope.
because he want a check.
You're wrong.
I'm here because
I like the
joint.
Check.
Wait, time out, time
I'm
out.
I'm here because
time
I
out, time out. You're lying.
I'm not I don't need a check.
Before you lose your control, just stay focused.
Like you say, do your homework.
So listen to me.
I work here because I enjoy.
Why don't you listen?
I work here for free.
Who could work... Would you ever enjoy being a slave?
I'm not. It's not a slave. This is what I enjoy.
I don't think
I enjoy
it's a slavery
DJing.
Day.
Do you have
I
to come to work today? Do you have a choice? Do you have to ask somebody
to
when you
anything.
Have to? Yes, you do.
I don't.
Or
I
you're fired.
Don't.
Can somebody tell you you're fired?
I honestly don't.
Can somebody tell you you're fired? Yes or no?
And be good.
Can another man say you're fired?
Absolutely.
No one can tell me that. And that's priceless to
but
me.
But I'm here because
I don't care. You enjoy
I
having
enjoy
a man
it.
Be able to tell you
you're
fired?
But you
enjoy. Okay, let me ask you a question. So you're being selfish. Do you think your son enjoys you calling somebody else a boss? Don't you think your son would rather wake up with you and you could pick him up from school instead of having to do a 9-to-5? Don't you think? Yeah, all right, but don't you have to wake up
day.
It's 4 a.m. Don't you think your son would love if his name was up there, Dash or whatever your last name is instead of somebody else's?
It's
my
Casey.
Pride is
my
in my children.
Of,
like, look what I'm doing right bad. Now. Look at my son. I taught my son never to have a boss. He's 23. He owns a restaurant. He has cookies. He has equity. He busts his ass so he can pass it on to his son. If that's not what you hustling for, you're selfish. Well, you keep saying I'm worried about my kids. You worried about you.
My kids are good.
How are they
my
good?
Kids
your
are
kids
good.
Will, aren't going to be kids.
Enough investments,
I feel like I'm in
a
Def Jam boardroom and backstage.
They kids, they're not supposed to work. I'm
they
saying when they men, you're supposed to pass
they're
them something.
Worried about a
you're working for another
they're
man.
About, they're worried worry about that.
See, to me, this is retarded.
See, this is the questions. I feel like I'm in Def Jam's boardroom. This is not backstage. Everybody cool out for a second. But Dave, I'm going to ask the same question. You're a businessman.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with taking the money from here and investing it into other stuff that we own?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Thank you.
Everybody eat a cookie. Listen, cool out for a second.
I'm not mad. The mentality is this. It's frustrating. Because you're on the radio and this message is crazy to me. You're saying because you enjoy music or being a DJ, you enjoy having a boss. If you enjoy being a DJ, just why don't you own your own radio station and then DJ for your own radio station so your son can just get on anytime he wants. That's all I'm saying.
But it's steps to it, though.
No, it's no steps to it because I do it. See, you enjoy the safety and the security of a job every day. But there's no pride in that to me. My son takes pride. My kids take pride in the fact that I have Dash Motors. And because I have that, my son said, I'm not going to ever have a boss. His mentality is different. It's just about changing mentality.
Now, let me ask you a question. There's millions of people out there that don't have that opportunity and
they all have
the opportunity. A boss every day. So you're basically saying because they have a boss, there's no pride in it?
I think because people on the radio tell people it's okay to have a boss. They don't understand that they can have more. And because of the direct-to-consumer relationship, the internet, there's no excuse. So when I make a movie like Losada's, I don't have to ask if I could put Daniel in a movie. I just do it. I had to ask if I could put... Wait, hold on. I had to ask if I could put Cameron
in Paid in Full.
I don't have to ask no more. Mm-hmm. You understand? There's pride in that. There's just a pride you should have in ownership.
So how do you get to that platform? How do you get to the platform?
By putting your own money up and investing in yourself. That's it. You flip. And getting a good woman. And stop trusting dudes. And stop worrying about other people's pockets and what other people have and what other people can do for you. And 9 to 5s aren't good because you hustling for a weekend. But when you do something that's for yourself and your family, it never feels like work. I hustle for my last name. I don't hustle for my first.